Today we have this very famous pericope of the gospel about sinners who are lost and how much joy there is in heaven. And there should be that much joy here on earth too. You know, other times it has been my experience, not always, and not necessarily you, that when somebody comes back that hasn't been around for a long time, and you know, maybe they did go to confession in another parish to another priest, that's valid. Some people, they look at them, you know, where have you been, blah, blah, blah. And they don't look at them as they should, with welcoming arms, welcoming eyes. How wonderful that you are back. Well, that's what it's all about here. And so we have the publicans and the Pharisees. Oh, they love to talk. And we all know about those kind of people. And so the shepherd, they don't like the fact that Jesus talks to sinners and invites them to his table. And of course, we're not talking about the Eucharist. We don't invite people who are not repentant to that particular table, to the holy altar of God. It's just his table. And they can't stand it. Because a lot of the times, of course, they were not invited. Because they were, and our Lord knew it very well, a bunch of hypocrites. There's nothing more despicable than a hypocrite. But the sinners who have converted, who wish to convert, they may not yet be converted. They may have not yet been baptized or received the holy sacrament of penance, of confession, or even made their first communion. But they want to. They're interested in it. And so our Lord welcomes them. And so the Pharisees talk beneath their breath, and they think in their hearts, because our Lord knows everything. There's nothing that they can hide from him. So he gives them a lesson well deserved. Whether they learned it or not, I do not know, but we need to learn it. So he speaks about the shepherd with 100 sheep, and one of them gets lost. And the shepherd leaves the sheep, because I suppose they're tended by somebody. A shepherd doesn't have 100 sheep just by himself. They knew that. We should know that. And so he looks, he goes up and down, here and there. It's very much like the wonderful miracle of St. Michael in southern Italy, where the shepherd lost one cow and he found in the cave St. Michael, who told him, get the bishop, I want a shrine here. And then, so this is something that is very common among those who tend the cattle, the sheep, the goats, whatever. And then he finds it, he comes back, I found my sheep, I found my sheep. Very oftentimes, we have a parishioner who gets mad, and you know, at any given time, there's at least 20 people who are mad at the priest. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? I pray for them. I pray for you. But I'm very happy when you come back. And you need to make reconciliation. And then we have the woman. The woman who was sweeping her house. I can just see it. And she loses her coin, her drachma, which was not a non-important coin. It was worth something. Now, in today's market, it's probably worth a lot more with all the inflation of today. And she's desperate. Oh, I've lost my drachma. And she asked her friends, pray for me. I lost my drachma. And she sweeps and she cleans. Well, you know, maybe God saw that she needed to clean her house. And that's why she lost her drachma. We go through that. I know every so often I can't find anything on my desk. I have to take everything out and clean and dust. And finally I find my drachma. And I'm so happy. Except I don't call anybody up. I just keep it to myself. I don't share too many things. So the woman calls her friends. I found my drachma. The same thing with God. When a sinner returns, when one that was lost returns, what great joy there is. And what great joy there should be for all of us. Because they are our brothers and sisters who were lost, who were misguided. And of course, in the day of in which we live, there are so many. Not just one. Not just one sheep, one drachma. But they're in the millions. And when they return to the true faith, to the true Mass, how happy we are. And how much we rejoice. They have returned. They were lost and they are found. And perhaps you were lost and now are found. Praise the Lord. Alleluia. Most wonderful gift. And so, if you were lost and you are back, I give thanks to God. And all of us should give thanks to God. In the meantime, we are so happy and so grateful that we have had so many wonderful occurrences here in our shrine, in our parish. When one of our sons, my godson, now Father Zanka, has come back as a priest. And some of us went to his ordination. You can see it. It's on my Facebook. And I was one who put the chasuble on him. And I was so happy. And he was crying. And I was crying. You can't see that on the video. But I know it. A wonderful joy when something wonderful happens. And we have another one in the seminary. And another one entering the seminary. I don't see him here today. I saw his father, but I don't see him here. Oh no, he's in Spain with Father Zanka. Hopefully he'll come back. Because once you go to Spain, you can never get over it. Italy is wonderful, but Spain is better. Viva España! So, thanks be to God that the lost sheep are returning. Thanks be to God that they're going to confession, that they're going to catechism, that they're going to communion. How can we possibly not be happy at these wonderful occurrences? He was lost and is found. Praise the Lord. Alleluia. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.